Obama and Income Redistribution. On September 18, 2007, when Obama laid out his tax fairness plan for the middle class, he proposed reducing the capital gains rate to something closer to, but no greater than, the rates Ronald Reagan set in 1986. The reference to raising the capital gains rate to the Ronald Reagan level was clever, suggesting there was nothing Obama wanted to do that Ronald Reagan, a great hero to the Republican Party and the Wall Street community, hadn't already done. The problem is that the capital gains rate has dropped since the days of Ronald Reagan. Stated more straightforwardly, Obama was proposing to raise the long-term capital gains tax rate from 15% to 28%, nearly doubling it. In introducing his plan to increase capital gains, Obama played the tax the rich themes that critics in the business world have associated for decades with the plans of Democratic Party politicians to redistribute wealth to their large client base of welfare-dependent poor. James Pethokoukas, a reporter for U.S. News & World Report, renamed Obama's plan from the senator's proposed tax fairness for the middle class to what it really is, ways in which government can collect more taxes to pay for new spending. Pethokoukas saw Obama's proposal as symptomatic of the Democratic primary candidates scrambling to figure out ways to plausibly pay for new health care, education, and infrastructure spending if elected. Pethokoukas then pointed to the result of most Democratic plans to increase corporate taxes. The government ends up collecting less capital gains tax revenue, not more. Why? The answer is fairly simple. Under higher capital gains tax rates, investors realize their gains before the higher capital gains rates kick in. Moreover, as long as the higher rates remain in effect, investors and corporate boards make decisions to reduce the amount of capital gains that have to be realized. One clear way to accomplish this goal is for investors and corporations to cut back on investments. As a result, higher capital gains tax rates tend to produce less capital gains tax revenue, not more. The economics of this principle has been proved repeatedly in the two decades since Reagan was president.